train the way that it should go. And they put in Sunday school before they could talk good. Yeah, he believed in it.
He started them early.
So they never depart from it. And they still love it.
That's good to start them early like that.
He was one good man. He was a religious man. Never cursed to open his life. That ain't many folks can say that.
Yeah, man.
Maybe I hadn't heard from him in 40 years.
Really? Back in town or
something? Back in town, called. But when they go to town, old when I was a child, followed her many day. I bet she's 100 years old.
Huh.
She wasn't about to talk, and she'd talk a dumb time. I had to get rid of her somehow.
Right, yeah. Talking about the man who was really sick, you might say, well, he couldn't even sit up. He just in bed all day.
He's real ill.
Couldn't even sit up. He just in bed all day.
He's helpless.
Or he lay in bed all day.
Uh-huh. He's laid in bed. He lays in bed all day. We got one like that. He and his.
Oh, really?
He's in the hospital now. That's my brother-in-law.
Say, if you've been sleeping, maybe dreaming.
I don't. I've got ground sensor station here now. You can't remember that. That's anybody. Hello? No, that ain't me. You called me to let the loaded number. Hunted in the booth. This is me. Well, I think they have called information at Greenwood and they'll give you her number.
Same one.
She's trying to get me a message to Lodge. She's going to find somebody to talk to. And I don't want no more talking to her while old Myra. Your nigga's raised right here.
Say if you were sleeping and you'd been dreaming about something, you might say, well, I was dreaming about so-and-so, but all of a sudden I
woke up.
You dream very much?
Some nights, and then some nights I don't. It's according to what you eat. I think if you eat a little too much, well, you dream a lot. Right. If you don't, you rest better. I've learned to eat myself about 4 o'clock in the evening. And then I don't dream that night. And I don't eat much either.
I think that has something to do with it.
I eat ice cream last night. Something I should, that they have forbidden me eating. My grandchildren brought a bunch of ice cream in here to me. That's all I eat.
Right. What would you say I'd do if I bring my foot down real hard on the floor?
Well, you make a terrible noise.
Or
you stomp the floor.
Say if a boy meets a girl at a party and he wants to see that she gets home okay, he might ask her, well, may I
carry you home?
Would it make any difference what he'd say if he was walking or he was in a car?
I wouldn't think so.
Say if I got my car stuck in some mud, I might ask somebody to get behind me and give me
a push.
Or if you're in the kitchen cooking on the stove and some of your grandchildren get around the stove, you might warn them, well, now that stove
that's
is hot.
That's hot. Don't get close to it.
Or don't
touch it.
Say if you needed a hammer